You are now listening to the What's the Fuzz podcast, episode 4, Interview with Integro. Never miss a new episode again. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to. Hey everybody, it's July 12th and I'm your host Reiner. Welcome to the show, hope y'all had a great weekend. In the furry world, we've got a bit of good news recently. Vatica, Chessie, and Wolf were successful in setting up a BIPOC-ran FurCon, which is Harvest Moon Fur Fest, otherwise known as hashtag HMFF on Twitter, if you want to stay updated on the posts. It's currently scheduled for Maryland 2022, and I hope by the time it's up and running, I'll be able to go out and meet some of you guys out there. And as always, if you guys want to stay up to date on what's going on in the BIPOC universe, furry-wise anyway, I suggest you click on the link tree I have below, or on Telegram, go to @FursOfColor. And if you want to stay up to date on what's going on with the What's the Fuzz show, you can follow me on Twitter, @ReinerAD, or visit my own channel on Telegram, @ReinerWrites. Viewer discretion is advised, because sometimes it gets a little lewd. And by the way, please check out their shirts. Not even a paid ad, I just really love the shirts that have come out for HMFF. Tonight's gonna be a real treat. I've got my buddy Bushi in the house.
What's up?
Hey. If you're not familiar with Bushi, you probably know him by his Fursona's name Integro, but it's weird as fuck to call him that, so I'm not going to. He's a thoughtful dragon that wandered into my Discord server a long-ass time ago, and I'm super glad he did. He's been the wise, trusted friend I look to when nothing else matters for a few years now. To get an idea of what kind of guy he used to be, the commentator for his Smash local in Louisiana, but since Mrs. Corona came in and obliterated basically everything, he's become a recluse, gassing up his peeps in his Twitch chat while playing Rivals of Aether. You can catch him on his at Twitch. It was solo_alt, but the L is an I, and the same goes for his Twitter.
It's a capitalized I, yeah.
Yeah, that. Thanks so much for coming on the show, bud.
Absolutely, it's my pleasure.
Awesome. So, we're changing things up for the podcast. I wanted to start interviews off by asking a icebreaker question. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather fuck a fleshlight made out of jelly or Nutella?
What? No, wait. Oh, no. Oh, wait. Okay, you got me there. Oh, you got me there. Ooh-wee. Yeah. Now, see, it's wow. Okay. I think I would pick the jellies. Because, don't get me wrong, Nutella is extremely addictive. But I got enough brown on me as is. And I don't need more. on top of this, I don't know. I'd have to ask the bottoms. I'd have to ask the bottoms from the past. I don't think I taste like hazelnut. That would just be overkill. That being said, jelly, easier clean, sweet to taste. I'll at least give it a taste once and leave it at that. The cleanup is more than likely going to be really, really swift because just water. Swoop, swoop, you're done. You know, you don't need much effort to get the gone. So I think that would be the move. I think that would be the move.
What if it gets all crusty in the folds and it gets these little sticky parts in the folds?
So the thing about fleshlights is that you treat them shits instantly. You do not wait to clean them shits. Once you're done with it, you go immediately, you clean the motherfuckers. So I already got the process down. I clean the inside thoroughly as shit. Clean the outside as much as necessary, assuming, a mess is made at all. God forbid. But it does happen a lot.
That was a lot of information.
You're right. I shouldn't have said that. Holy fuck.
I was talking about the folds in your penis, by the way. But that about answers my question. Okay, so that's how we get the ball rolling on the show now. Revolution is here. Anyway.
Okay.
The first thing I want to know, is, since you've gone from being a panda to a dragon, is, one, what got you into the fandom in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
And two, what marked a change for you to elevate that part of you into who you are now?
So my first interaction with, like, my first actual interaction with the fandom, like, actually, was, like, about 2-3 years ago, maybe, like, late 20. It was definitely, like, when I was in college that I first got my first persona based off of the nickname that you guys gave me, Bushi. I wasn't very good with names. So, obviously, I had my little Asgore moment and just named him Bushi because, hey, it's simple, it's effective, it gets the job done, and it's a very cute name for a very cute panda. I was mostly rocking him for the longest, and then eventually I kind of thought to myself, well, I don't really feel like this is what I identify as anymore. So I kind of changed to Integro because, like, Bushi was who I was, but Integro is who I want to be. But in a way, I'm kind of starting to see him now, like, he is who I am. And it's really, like thinking on it more, like, that's kind of a relief to think about, thinking how my mentality has changed from, ah, yes, this is who I want to be, as opposed to, oh, yes, this is who I actually am, because, you know, it's self-validating to know that the character you created, in the sense, the thing you've set out to be, in essence. Like, I set a goal for myself, and I've reached that point. So now it's just, like, you know, doing better and stuff like that.
So it really helps you out mentally to have a persona that's more closely to your own person.
Yep. Because, like, I've had the idea of making more characters. If I had the money for it, I would do it. But I don't, so I won't. Like, I've had the idea of making more characters to, like, flesh out different parts of my imagination and or personality and stuff like that. And would they represent me necessarily down to the T? Not really. But some would. Some wouldn't. It's just a lot of ideas that come around. But in the case of my sona, me personally, I do feel that the closer it is to me, the more I feel like the better I feel about it, the more connected I feel to it.
And that's absolutely valid, because whenever I look at a picture of Reiner,
mm-hmm.
I think the same thing. I see my soul reflected through him,
mm-hmm.
and it gives me this sense of peace that no other piece of art has ever.
That's facts. That's so accurate. That's so accurate. Yeah. Like, it's going to take me a minute to find it. I know that for a fact. But, like, when I got that last commission of, here it is. Oh, that didn't take me long at all. When I got this commission right here, it ended up being one of my favorite commissions, like, ever. Because I was very much about the message, and I was very much about showing the fact that, like, I was with the message and whatnot. It kind of shows, you know, that the intent behind it was to show that it takes time and discipline to create something. And it takes time, discipline, and effort to create something. And whether it be, you know, a formulated outlook on life and things as it is, or whether it be the reconstruction and the reformation of the powers that be, or whether it be just to, like, motivate yourself to get up out of bed every single day, like, or find a reason to consistently motivate yourself and get out of bed every single day. Like, there's always time, effort, and discipline that comes into it. And it really, like when I came up with that message, I kind of had that big old aha moment. And, like, seeing it realized in this way was kind of, like, it wasn't exactly how I wanted it to be realized, because, like, I kind of wanted him to be, like, standing and holding the plant. But, like, him sitting and trimming the plant is even better. Like, even with the different glows and stuff like that, like, this is actually one of my favorite pictures, like, ever. Like, oh my god. I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Oh. I didn't know there was all that meaning behind it, but that's a nice little fun fact there. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Did you want to add anything else before we go on to the next question?
Not to. You're good. I'm good.
All right. You good, Bushi?
Yeah, I'm good.
I got you. So you're a gay man, right?